Welcome to Planting a Light Seed for Easier Communication in a Crowd. This is part of the Community University training for solopreneurs who are trying to grow their tribe. And one thing about shining your light brighter, there's often a lot of disassociation with what it really means to be of service or what it means to be in the center of things, because that's often been associated with things that are not good. Women should be seen and not heard. There's ideas that have been lingering around in your compass, in your radius for a long, long time that might keep you from really truly being present and available to show up. And one of the things that has really worked for me is that I'm in service to the wind spirits. And when I go and I'm talking about the wind spirits, then I know that it's not about me at all. It's about bringing forward relevant information into the world that the community needs now. And that gets me out of the middle of it. And once that occurs, it takes the onus of responsibility off of, like, people are going to think that I'm just bragging or bold or blah, 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 or just she's a bag of wind, because I'm sharing from the information from the source. And hiding can be a selfish act, because when you're hiding, you are not letting spirit do the work through you that needs to be done in the world. People need your message. People are more concerned with how they look, what you're thinking about them and what you say, rather than what you're really about to do. So when you walk into the room and think that everyone's looking at you, you're being really selfish, because really no one's even thinking about you. They're really more in their own world orbit, navigating their own ships as best that they can. And then the more we give of service, the more we get reflected back to us whether or not we're in alignment in that moment, because we can give and give and give and get really resentful. But the true measure that you're really being of service is when you show up and you give and there's no expectation of anything being returned. And then what happens is that you get more than you showed up to bring. Now, in business, that can be a little bit of a double-edged sword, because you can give and give and give and not get enough money to pay back your car loan or your house payment. So there has to be a fine line between I'm giving in service and then I'm giving to get back. And giving to get back is an all right thing. For example, the Wind Mastery Program, I expect people to show up to pay for the course and then I give. Now, what I bring is of service from the winds, but getting the copywriter, setting up the website, doing all the things that go into the business are business expenses that one goes into business to earn a living. So there's a difference between being in service to the winds, which, I give away lots and lots of books. I go and speak for free often, and I try to show up in my life as the best wind servant I can. And also there's the business Renee that has to show up and network and sell things. And so it's a really fine dance, because we live in a community of people who, even though they're not living in a community like tribal, like clans, they still have some old beliefs that, healers shouldn't be paid for their work. Healers, the community should support them. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't pay my mortgage with the community support. So it's a tricky dance. But what's really funny in my life is that the people who do come to me for healing are not by any means coming to me because of advertising or other things. Like, my coaching clients are not necessarily the Wind Mastery students. People who hear my message at a talk might bring a client, or some woman found me out of the blue unexpectedly one day, and she was the source of many, many clients. And And she didn't even know who she was looking for, but she stumbled across me in the phone book. And yet that moment changed my trajectory and her trajectory and their whole orbiting family around there. So this is a tricky line. Like, how do you show up in service, but not necessarily be, you know, giving away the farm? Well, one of the things that we're going to do today is we're going to look inside ourselves, and this is going to be more of a meditation today, so you can separate out this first part, and I'll put an actual break in here where then you can go and look and see, what are these beliefs that I have, what is keeping me from shining my light even brighter? And then we're going to plant a new energy seed that's going to be your networking gene. It's going to be that light that's going to shine as you bring your work of service into the world, whatever that might be. All right, we're going to move into the meditation part of this. The wind that I called for today is Wairamama. And this is the wind of give and take, the wind of being in right relationship. And the wind we're looking at is, we're going to look at it in the south today. When the mother wind appears in the south, examine how you're expressing yourself and transmitting energy into the world around you. Are you giving and receiving in a balanced manner, or are you leaking energy? A reciprocal transfer of energy is necessary if a transaction is to be successful. If the furious winds of Wairamama appear, it is time to give close examination to your less desirable traits. Thievery, deceit, laziness, self-righteousness, and incest create hucha, heavy energies, and discord. Now is a time to forgive yourself and others so that you may restore balance in your life. And let's call to Wairamama three times, and we're going to get ourselves comfortable. And I'm going to walk you through this guided meditation, and hopefully that you will begin to see where there's some spots in your life that aren't in right relationship, so you can remove them and then plant a seed of right relationship into your lower spine area right above your pelvis. Okay, make yourself comfortable and get ready for this 10 to 15 minute meditation.